Therefore, why don't I ask you, first of all, what is Google Now?
So Google Now is a proactive assistant that brings you the right information at the right time based on your context. Let me give you an example, right? You're on your way to work in the morning. We'll tell you that if there's a traffic incident ahead of you, that's going to put a damper on getting to work on time. We'll tell you that. In fact, sometimes we'll suggest alternate routes. Or another example, I'm super interested in Jon Stewart, and Jon Stewart's replacement was announced, right, in Daily Show. We know that if we know that you're interested in some topic, we'll help you stay updated. So it's a way for you to stay updated, stay organized, and get things done.
Now, has that been running sort of in test mode for some time? Because I've noticed that when I've done a search for something, and then I've gone back and done another search, everything I want is just there.
Right. So when we started with an early version of the product where we said when you go to the Google app, along with you having to being able to do searches or even, you know, do voice searches, can we proactively get you a bunch of information right there? So we started with that. We started with a few set of use cases, right? The traffic incident or showing you the weather in the morning. I mean, every morning, of course, I'm going to look up the weather to see what I'm going to wear. Why don't I actually write, why don't you get that to me right before I ask, right? Without me having to hunt and peck at the keyboard. Then we added actually a couple of new set of features over the last year. One was to say, look, why don't you work for, hey, Google, why don't you work for me all the time versus only when I ask you for stuff, right? So if I'm interested in the Giants or Jon Stewart or whatever, keep me updated. If there is something interesting and new happening, like a new movie that, I'm interested in George Clooney, tell me if the new movie got released, right? So that's one big new thing, which is how do you actually put Google to work all the time for you versus, just when you ask. And then the second thing that we did is saying, look, I mean, we're all on smartphones. We all love our apps. How do you get useful stuff out of the apps at the right time, right? So for example, you're at the airport. How can we actually say you tend to use Uber or Lyft when you're at the airport to order a cab? Here, just with one tap, get that done, right? Don't have to think about what app to use. How do I get stuff done? It's right there based on the context. So in all of these examples, I think the key thing here is to say, look, our phone is with you all the time. Our phone is with you, your phone is with you all the time. Your phone is with you everywhere. So how can you get help all the time and everywhere? That's kind of the idea.
And that's the idea of Google Now. And it works, Google works everywhere. But if I am in Rome and I'm interested in, Galileo Museum. Will it know where I am and it'll keep on throwing the information that I
need? So the way it works is, first of all, you have to turn on this feature. So you have to enable Google Now. You have to turn on the product. What it does then is saying, okay, look, if you're in an interesting place, right? It can be a mall, where all you need probably is the mall directory and when it's open. Or you can be in Rome. You can be at a museum where what you really want to know is what's the current exhibit, right? So we kind of say, okay, at the place that you're in, what is the most useful information that we should be able to get you? And sometimes it's the mundane and the logistical, and sometimes it's, amazing and awesome, right? You're at Rome, you're kind of saying, hey, like, what's the current exhibit? I should easily be able to look at it. So it tries to work in both places. The best feedback we get from users actually on Google Now is actually when traveling. Because when you're traveling, you're kind of, already hassled and thinking about all the different pieces of information you need. So, for example, we'll tell you when to leave for the flight because, you have the flight information, confirmation email in Gmail. Or we'll tell you, here's the hotel reservation, here's the check-in. And when you land at the new place, we'll tell you what are the nearby interesting attractions, what are the photo spots. And if it's a foreign country, we'll even tell you, here's how to translate.
You remember the book, The World According to Gup? I'm beginning to think that it should be rewritten called The World According to Google. Because it's like, we give you these little hints and you'll find that you can have a great experience if you follow up these ideas.
Yeah, and what's interesting is it's kind of based on the fact, based on the what's most useful to you, right? If you think about it, like these phones are great, they're the 3.5 billion of them probably. And they've all made us into these broadcasting machines. There's a lot of information being created, right? And so in a world where everyone's talking, you need selective listening, right? You need to kind of say, okay, what do I pay attention to? There's a deluge of information. So one of the things you can do, of course, today, you do this selective listening because by whoever buzzes you loudest, right? If you have a notification, it's like, oh yeah, that's interesting. Or you just like unlock the phone, tap on something, tap on it. So our thinking is, well, you should be able to do selective listening based on what's useful to you right then in that context, right?
It's very interesting. So, I mean, it basically helps you discover information that helps you, that rises above the noise.
Exactly. Like, what's the signal here versus the noise, right? And how do you tune in to the right context? So, you know, again, like as I was saying, the context of where you are is pretty important. But also sometimes the context is just like what you care about, right? Like for me, for example, you know, if there's a World Cup, Cricket World Cup going on, like that's on my mind, right? I can be sitting at home or at work, but that's on my mind.
You so still follow cricket.
I do.
Good for you.
And the thing is that, you know, it doesn't matter. Again, the context is not just about where you are, right? Certainly when you're in Rome, you should kind of like, you will do something else. But in the cricket case, it's about kind of saying what is the best information around that topic or interest or, you know, a big event that's going on.
Yeah, or a test match or
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, no, that makes an immense amount of sense. Now, is Google now tailored for adults? Can it be used by kids? Can it be used by students? Are they going to get as much richness out of it as, say,
that's a good point. So it is for 13 plus, because we kind of in some cases in the hotel confirmation or the flight confirmation, mm-hmm. it requires use of Gmail, right? But we have actually, so speaking of cricket and students, I actually have gotten fan mail from students in India who love this product, right? Like college students in India who are like, this is awesome. When we did a big launch around World Cup in cricket, and you know, you got all the latest information right down to the scores and, you know, the cricketer's wife who visited the match, and kind of, you know, folks were like, oh, this is exactly what I needed. And the best thing is I don't have to go hunt and peck, right? There's so much information out there. I want the information to come to me. I don't want to go to the information, right?
That's great.
It's just interesting for me. I mean, I remember, you may remember Knowledge Navigator, the video and
yes.
all that sort of stuff. And I mean, this was the promise for a long, long time. And now it's happening. What's different?
Exactly. And I think like, yeah, for those of us who have kind of seen these videos and these aspirational demos like from decades ago, it's actually pretty interesting. And this is frankly why I get like this hyperventilating and breathless when I talk about this stuff, because this is real and this is happening, right? And the key shifts here, there's a couple key shifts here, right? So one is, and as technologists, you'll appreciate this. One is this actually a sound technology foundation, right? Take this example of the cricket and the World Cup. We have this knowledge graph that I talked about, and the idea was to be able to help you or assist you, you kind of need to understand the world. Like if you don't know much, you can't say much or you can't help much.
Right.
So this knowledge and understanding of the world, both the real world and, you know, what's useful at Disneyland in the mall, but also kind of like what is cricket and like what are the scores and what's the schedule, that understanding is there now. That's one big shift. So then suddenly this thing doesn't become this brittle thing that just works for one use case, right? You can work across these different types of users that you need. The other key shift that's happened is, you know, for want of better phrases, context is the new black, right? The phones have so much more implicit context on what you might need that you don't really have to spell out everything, right? So if you imagine the big shift from desktop to phone is that the phone is with you all the time. So a lot of these needs that you have, like the very fact that your feet are in Disneyland, you don't have to like go spell out and declare, oh yeah, I do need all of this stuff because I'm at Disneyland. Here's the 15 things I need. The fact that you're there is a huge cue that like what you need. So I think those two are the key shifts, which is users with mobile. I mean, it sounds cliched, but like phones do change everything. And technology has caught up, right, to the promise.
Phones definitely change everything. I mean, just being in the press section and watching everybody doing panos and selfie sticks and God knows what else. But I mean, it's like everybody lives through their phone.
Yep.
So question then, For people on a different operating system, is there an app you can download?
Yes.
It's called Google Now?
Yeah, so the app is called the Google app, right? Google search app on iPhone and iOS. You can download the app. Once you download the app, you can enable Google Now. So you get Google Now on iPhone and Android. Now, obviously, there's like platform differences. Mm-hmm. With the open Android platform, we are able to actually help the users a lot more. But we do have the product on iOS as well.
Is there a move to do more with iOS? Because there certainly seems in this Google I.O. to be a lot more mention of iOS. That, you know, the understanding that not everybody is on an Android phone, but that Google is for everybody. So we've got to come to some kind of understanding or modus vivendi, if you like, with iOS.
Yeah, no, I think the way we think about this, right, this is exactly what you said. You know, Google search works for everyone, for on any device, anywhere in the world. And there's all these new services, right? Google Now, the Photos product, they're all meant for users, for everybody, everywhere in the world, and on any platform, right? So we want to make sure that it works. Now, like I said, in certain platforms, certain things are easier to, you know, get you assistance is easier in certain ways. And so there are these differences that the platform may have some limitations, but to the extent possible, we want the service to be there everywhere.
There's one other thing I think we'll play, so maybe you have a comment on, which of course we have now, differently from when Knowledge Navigator was done. There is a huge pool of information that is accessible,
of course,
that you could draw on.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's, you see this in search, you see this in Google Now too, which is just the sheer deluge of information. And in two ways, right? So one is that there's a deluge of information for the user to process. But on the flip side, the mass of information that's there about the world, it's really useful because then, you know, algorithms can actually like distill that down, right? You know, there's, you know, I hate the word big data because it's so vacuous and like cliched, but it actually applies here. There is big data and there's a lot of useful information, right? And then that's when you can kind of pull out the signal from the noise and give that right to you.
Is there anything we didn't know to ask, didn't think to ask, you just want to add?
Other than the fact that, I don't know, as a computer scientist and a product manager, I just find that this is the most exciting time to be working in this industry. You see these platforms shape lives, shape how you use technology right before your eyes, and it's goddamn exciting.
Lovely.
You're a fabulous interview. Thank you.